This is the For Life and Godliness podcast. Welcome back to For Life and Godliness. This is Season 2, Episode 17. Now, on today's episode, I want to briefly discuss gossip and slander, mainly because those are that topic, or the topics, I guess it's two things, has come up within the last week. And it's one of those things that we all deal with, and we've all had to deal with it, especially growing up, and we've all engaged in it. You know, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally, and I would err on the side of caution and say most of the time it's unintentional. We just start talking with friends, and before we know it, we're talking about someone and something, and we don't mean to cause harm or anything like that. We're just deep in the conversation, and we're just not thinking, and things just come out, and we say things we shouldn't have said about someone that shouldn't have even been brought up in the conversation or whatever, and now we have gossiped. But then there's moments that are intentional, and where we begin to talk about someone and we intentionally say things that are not true of that person, whether it be of their character or something they did. And that is slander. And slander always has malicious intent attached to it. Because when you're telling a lie about someone, you're intentionally wanting to make that person appear in a bad light to someone else. So slander always carries malicious intent. And we see this in, when you're in ministry, it's one of the things you try to guard yourself from, and you try to be aware of it in your speech and in the speech of others, in your conversations, because you do, when you're in ministry, you have to engage in dialogue with people and sometimes about other people, right? Like if you're a pastor and you have elders and there's stuff going on in the church, you have to engage with things that are going on. But is that gossip? Well, no, because you have to deal with situations. Or if there's something that happened and someone has misrepresentation of some facts, you might have to just set the record straight. But one of the qualifications that pastors have to have is we have to make sure that we are respectable, we are above reproach, self-controlled, and in that self-controlled, it means the control of the mind, of our minds, the control of our speech, the control of our body, so our actions, what we think, what we say, what we do. We have to be in self-control. When we let that get out of place, when we let our mouths wander and we're speaking from the cuff, not thinking, we're not self-controlled. And gossip will happen and slander will happen. But I want to take us to those qualifications for an elder, but I want to look more specifically at the qualifications for wives of deacons. So in 1 Timothy chapter 3, you have the qualifications of an overseer or an elder. Then in verses 8, you begin the qualifications for deacons. Deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain, right? And then we get to verse 11. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderers, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. And I bring this up because, again, the topic has come up, and it's come up in the past week, because things have come to surface about some friends of mine where they were slandered against. And in this, things were said that were not true, and it was things that was said about past sins. Now, you may listen to this and you may say, well, isn't what you're saying and even talking about this gossip? It's like, well, no, because I'm not saying who it was and I'm not saying who they were talking to. I'm giving a practical example so we can actually take this as a teachable moment, a lesson. Because one of the things we don't do and we should never do is we should never reach out to someone that we don't know, that we don't personally know, and start bad-mouthing someone else about past sins. Especially when sins have been forgiven, redemption has been applied by Christ, forgiveness has been sought. Forgiveness has been sought. They have repented of that sin. No one is to ever use anyone else's sin as a weapon, holding it over their head and bashing them with it, especially to someone else they don't know. So we have to guard our tongue. We have to bridle it. Why? Because when we engage in that talk, in that dialect, especially with someone that we don't know, it reveals our heart. It tells us, or rather, it tells the person listening to you, what your heart position is about someone else. When you're bringing up sins from someone else, lying about them, so you're saying things that aren't true, and you're using that as a weapon, that is sin. And the reason I bring in 1 Timothy 11, because it happens, and not, it doesn't just happen with people in the congregation. It happens with leaders, and it happens with their wives. And this is why men, it is so important that we lead our wives well, especially if we're in ministry. So men of the home who aren't in ministry, you are to lead your wife well. And you are to, if you hear her engaging in any gossip, you are to shut it down. Pastors, elders, deacons, you are to protect your wife. If you know that she is going off running her mouth to someone else about someone else's sin and lying about it, that is sin. And even you must call her to account. Now, I'm going to be honest, that makes you responsible for her sin, because you were not protecting her. Wives, if you hear your husbands engaging in gossip and slander, shut it down. Wives of elders, deacons, if you hear your husband engaging in gossip and slander, call him to repentance. Shut it down. Reveal the heart of Christ to one another. We're not to go around gossiping speaking falsely behind the backs of others, saying just hurtful things that aren't true in order to bring someone down, especially if the person you're talking about has been forgiven. Because either we believe Christ can redeem or we believe Christ can't redeem. It's about as simple as that. Why do we want to spend time wasting breath trying to make someone else look bad through false accusations? We should never want to do that. That sin, it reveals our heart. And if you're someone who claims to be a Christian and you continue doing that time and time and time again, then it may be revealing that you are not a true believer. Everything we do in the Christian world, everything that I've spoken about on this podcast, brings us to self-examination. We must always be examining ourselves. We must be examining our hearts. We must be examining our minds, the things we think about. Because when we examine those things and we're constantly laying them before Christ and we constantly have Christ in focus and Christ on our minds, it's going to change the way we talk and the way we talk about others. Now, there are some people who need to be rebuked. Absolutely, 100%. There are some people who need to be rebuked publicly, especially if they have a public ministry, they're a preacher or something, they put out their sermons online or whatever, they can be rebuked publicly because they published it publicly. And when you're doing that, that is not gossip or slander. I was something a pastor said crossed my YouTube feed. I was listening to him, and he said something that no married pastor should ever say from the pulpit. And so, I just put out a warning on Facebook that says, if you are a pastor, you should never call someone that is not your wife, quote unquote, hot from the pulpit. That's actually revealing your heart, that you have lusted after another woman. You should never do that. And well, I had a buddy that asked who that was, and because I didn't want to give the pastor's name on the feed, which was a grace, I told him I would send him the clip. And someone else tried to say that I was gossiping and slandering this pastor. Well, no. I was taking something that the pastor put out publicly himself, and I was sending it to this guy. I was sending it to another pastor. And it's just amazing, because there's no difference in whether I send the YouTube link so he can watch the video, or if I screen record him saying it and then say, there's no difference. If you put it out publicly, it can be responded to publicly, and it's not gossip and it's not slander. But when we start saying things that aren't true, then it becomes slander. If I would have said something that wasn't true about what this pastor said, that would have been slander and I would have been in sin. But I didn't. I let him say it in his own words from his own YouTube channel. it's when we start going constantly behind people's backs, talking about private incidences, making things up in order to make someone else look bad, then we've engaged in the gossip and slander, and that is sin. We're not even to have that talk among us. James tells us when we do that, it shows that the religion we say we have is actually a false religion. So what we need to do is before we open our mouth, and this is one thing I teach people all the time, before you open your mouth, think about what you're going to say. Think about who you're going to talk about and the things you're going to say about this person or that person. Are you speaking on something you shouldn't be speaking on? And is what you're saying true or is it false? Let our speech be edifying. And let us not hold sins over the heads of people in order to use them as a weapon against them. Because what if we did that? Everybody sins, yes. But what if we took that standard, how we treat other people, and using their sin against them, what if we did that to the people of the Bible? What if we did that to David? Oh, well, yeah, I would like to listen to David's psalm, but just so you know, he's a murderer and he's an adulterer. Just warning you. I would like to listen to Paul and read Paul's letters, but Paul persecuted Christians. I mean, he was a murderer. I mean, I don't think I can. I'm just warning you, if you do. What if we held that standard to the scripture writers? Oh, how we wear our hypocrisy proudly. So as we go on, let us bridle our tongue and let us check our hearts, think before we speak, and let us be sensitive in our speech, making sure that we are not engaging in gossip of others, the things we shouldn't be talking about, and let us make sure we are not engaging in the slander of others, the lying of someone else on purpose. For Life and Godliness is a production of Servants of Grace. If this podcast has blessed you in any way, let us know by leaving a review. We'd love to hear from you.